Hello, Vectus. Let's talk white.
Today on Talking White, we're talking about Walk the White. Now in its 27th year, Walk the White is Earl Mountbatten Hospice's unique and world-famous sponsored walk. It takes place every year in spring and attracts thousands of people to walk across the beautiful Isle of Wight countryside. In doing so, they raise money to support end-of-life patient care, family support, and bereavement services provided by the hospice. It started out as a team-building exercise, the brainwave of two chaps called Bill Bradley and Frank Stevens at a local firm of builders' merchants called Morris. Today, it's grown to become the largest fundraising event on the island and the biggest sponsored walk of its kind in Europe. Over £4 million has been raised since the walk began in 1991. It's the biggest event in the Earl Mountbatten Hospice's fundraising year, and it fills a huge hole. On an annual basis, the hospice needs £7 million to keep running, and the government only provides £2 million of that. So every year, the hospice has to find £5 million from donations, legacies, sponsorship, and profits from its shops and lottery. In 2017, the date is Sunday the 14th of May. It's a brilliant opportunity to join with friends and family and to walk from one end of the island to the other, either on a sponsored or a pay-as-you-go basis. Don't worry, you don't have to do the full 26 miles. There are five different walks with some shorter scenic options too. If you're interested in taking part, the main walk's pretty hilly and it stretches from Bembridge all the way to the Needles with gorgeous views across the island. The hospice suggests that you leave between 8 and 12 hours to complete this, but you could always do half of the walk with Carisbrook as a halfway point. If you're not up to hills, there's an alternative flat walk from Sandown to Shide, which is 8 miles and will take about 3 hours. Finally, for schools, there's a 4-mile walk from Freshwater Bay to Alum Bay. You don't have to get sponsorship if you're the bashful type, for example. One particular way of taking part is the Pay £25 package. Just do what it says on the tin, and £18 will be donated to the hospice. The rest pays for a t-shirt and walker pack, which gets you a walker number, event information, and sponsorship forms if you get a little bolder. And if you go that one stage further and pledge to raise £100 in sponsorship, then you'll get a walker pack and t-shirt absolutely free. Many visitors come from the mainland to take part, and Red Funnel is offering foot passengers return transport for just £7.70 on top of the Pay £25 package. And Hover Travel is giving 50% off. Details on Red Funnel's website or Hover Travel's website. This year, as it's the hospice's 35th anniversary, there are some special badges being awarded to people who hit anniversary funding targets. Raise £35 or more and you'll receive a bronze anniversary badge. £350 or more gets you a silver one, and for those who really step up to the challenge, £3,500 wins a gold anniversary badge. If you'd like to take part, registration is open now. For that and more information, just go to www.iwhospice.com and click on Walk the White. For Talking White, I'm James Faulks.